Embodying our light. Bridging the dimension of me with I am through constant act of devotion and surrender. Becoming our higher self, the unity of love, light, and strength. In many of the myths, legends, there is a knowledge and truth transmitted in the form of metaphor, parallel, so that the collective mind, which is unconscious and primitive, can get a sense of the nature of reality. Like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, they have not become popular because of interesting story. They've been touching something of the fundamental, which is the battle between light and darkness. Higher and lower nature. When a knight goes to slay a dragon, the dragon has many heads, each one is being cut and it grows back. What is it? It is the subconscious. Only when the heart is being pierced, the beast dies. You cannot fight subconscious unless you cut through its very root. And whom is protecting, or whom is guarding, or imprisoning that beast? A beautiful princess, which is our soul. There has been always a battle. There was never a time of peace. the battle for our higher self, for our light, is not won with violence, but with embodying our true nature. Each one of you is constantly facing opposition inside yourself, whether it is energetic, whether it is your negativity, whether it is your unconsciousness. That opposition is not only against you. Through facing it, your spirit grows in strength. Darkness has its place, its purpose, when it is approached with wisdom. The beast has to be slayed. Without anger and violence. Without fear. Fear is one of the heads of that beast. It is just in the center. Subconscious is the realm, space in between me and the I am. Me has to travel, pilgrim through the subconscious to reach I am. And as it travels, it meets different things. And all these things are testing it. They can be seen as monsters or as guardians, guarding the door behind them. takes us closer to our own soul. That subconscious part of it is your own, part of it is collective, part of it is universal. Moving through the realm of the subconscious is the most tricky area of spiritual evolution. And the least understood. One has to journey through that space, which is none other than the journey of surrender, with the spirit of strength, intelligence, wisdom, and constantly learning, constantly being alert. Exercising extreme caution and yet not giving rise to fear. Passing to the other shore, gate, gate, paragate, the other shore beyond and beyond. The dimension of freedom. embodying our light and constantly renouncing. Our lower self as it manifests through our surrender, complete devotion to our light, we give our soul the chance so she can mature into her ultimate strength. Strength. Which is her natural state, the reflection of the ultimate. In that being of light that we become and are destined to be. Your soul needs you as much as you need your soul. Without you, your soul remains dormant. Without your soul, you will remain dead. It's not enough to be born in the body to claim the privilege to be alive. Life. Is much higher than that substitute of living. Life is light. Without light, there is no life. Just a play of shadows.